Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Maui Show. How's everybody doing today on this fine Wednesday, aka Hump Day? Today is January 13th. It's a bit chilly here in Chicago, the Windy City. Today, we're going to be talking about the Chicago Bears and about the future of Mitchell Trubisky, Matt Nagy, and Ryan Pace. So from what I've heard or read last night was that Nagy and Pace are staying here in the Chicago Bears. Now, I don't mind Nagy as a head coach. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind him. I just don't want him as a play caller. He's, in my opinion, has struggled. Maybe it's the fact that he doesn't have the quarterback that he wants. But we saw it with Nick Foles when he became the starter from week 4 to like week 10. Obviously, he struggled, but it was also because of our offense line. But going back, I don't mind Nagy staying here as a head coach. He's made it to playoffs two out of the three times that he's been here. And not a lot of coaches can say that. But also just yesterday, the Eagles fired their head coach. And that head coach won them a Super Bowl. So if he could get fired, maybe Nagy could get fired too. But like I said, this is all things I've read yesterday. So it could be true. It might not be true. We'll see in the next few days what happens with Nagy and Pace. But like I said, I don't mind Nagy staying here as a head coach. I like the fact that he always stays positive despite what happens. For example, this year, you know, they were 5-1. They started 5-1 and then lost 6 in a row. Personally, if I was a player there, I would have been like, this is it. Our season is over. There's nothing we could do. I'm out. But he obviously kept the players together, kept them positive, kept them going, and we ended up making it to playoffs. Yeah, some people might say that the only reason why we made it to playoffs was because they added the 7th seed this year. But hey, you look at the Washington Redskins. Oh, they're not. I'm sorry. They're not the Washington Redskins anymore. The Washington football team. They were 6-10. And somehow hosted a playoff game. That is a totally different subject, which we could talk in a different day, but that needs to change. So going back to Nagy, there are a few things I don't like about him, though. He's very stubborn. Very, very stubborn. Obviously, if it doesn't go his way, it's his way or the highway. He also doesn't know how to discipline his players. We saw it last week in the playoff game against the Saints. He talked to the players about the certain player to not let it get to you. And what does Anthony Miller do? He goes and punches a player. We're down a receiver. We were already down a receiver with Darnell Mooney being hurt. So it's like, why would you go and do some stupid shit like that? But now, with Trubisky, I don't see him staying. I don't see it. Like I said, I feel like Nagy doesn't like Trubisky. Because, I mean, obviously, Trubisky does not know how to read defenses. We've all seen it. But Nagy ended up benching him week three, which I understand he was struggling against the Atlanta Falcons. Their defense was trash at the time. But when Nick Foles became the starter for like 6 weeks, he struggled even more. And he was never benched. So if you see your quarterback struggling, I thought that's when you got to bench him. But obviously that didn't happen. And we made it to playoffs because of Trubisky. But also because Nagy gave a play calling and gave it to the offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, which he was playing towards Trubisky's strengths. And if you do play to Trubisky's strengths, he is a good quarterback. A lot of you might say he's not a good quarterback, but he is a good quarterback if you do things that he's good at, which are like play actions, rollouts, RPOs, read option plays. You know, use his athleticism. You guys will keep the defense guessing. And that's exactly what happened when Trubisky became the starter. But I just don't see Trubisky staying here in Chicago. Now with Ryan Pace, I actually don't mind him staying as a GM. I like him, don't get me wrong. He's brought in this elite, he made this elite defense. You know, he did bring in Khalil Mack, one of the best edge rushers in the league. He brought in Akeem Hicks. He's a very underrated player in our defense. Just to give you an example, I think it was week 7 against the Vikings. Dalvin Cook, he couldn't get anything in the ground game going that day. And then all of a sudden, Hicks gets hurt, I think the second quarter, and ends up with over 100 yards rushing. So obviously that's telling you something. Another thing I like about Ryan Pace is that he drafts well between the second and the fifth rounds. He's drafted Kmet, Jalen Johnson, Tariq Cohen, Eddie Jackson, Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols, Whitehair, Daniels, the future superstar, Darnell Mooney, the Beast, David Montgomery. And those are just the ones on top of my head. But obviously where he struggles is in the first rounds. The only player he's drafted in the first round and is a superstar is Roquan Smith. That man is a beast. He got snubbed from the Pro Bowl, also from being an All-Pro. He was number 2 in overall tackles. I believe he was 1 in solo tackles, 1 in tackles for loss. And I believe he was maybe 2nd or 3rd in sacks for a middle linebacker. But with that being said, obviously he doesn't well draft in the first rounds. He's drafted Kevin White, a wide receiver, which, I mean, it wasn't his fault that his body was made of glass. He was hurt all the time. He only played about like 20 to 30 snaps. And then obviously the situation with Trubisky, he moved up one spot to get him, which in my opinion was a dumb move, because you had, even if for the whatever reason the 49ers would have gotten Trubisky, you still had Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Even if you didn't know what was going to happen with them or how they were going to turn out to be, you still had those two options in case Trubisky was off the board. Another thing where he struggled is basically wasting money on the wrong players. For example, 2017, when he brought in Mike the Giraffe Glennon, I believe he gave him like about 17 mil guaranteed. He was only the starter for 4 weeks, which was the same year that Trubisky was drafted, and Trubisky took over after week 5, I believe. And the following year, you know, he was let go. So that was wasted money. And also this year, what seems to be wasted money was in Robert Quinn. He gave him a 94 mil contract for, I believe, 3 years. And Robert Quinn never showed up. He was supposed to be a good edge rusher to help out Khalil Mack, because Khalil Mack was getting no help whatsoever the following season. That's why we let go of Floyd. And obviously now Floyd is, it seems to be he's doing really well with the Rams. But obviously with Quinn getting signed with that money guaranteed, another player that I don't understand why he didn't extend was Allen Robinson. He is our number one receiver. Or maybe was, because seems like he doesn't want to come back. I wouldn't want to come back. You had all this time to extend him. It's like, extend that man. He's our main player in the offense. I mean, David Montgomery is a big part of our offense as well. But that's our number one receiver, Allen Robinson, man. Like, you need to extend him, because if you let him go, you will regret it. Just the way he drafted Adam Shaheen over George Kittle. In case you didn't know who George Kittle is, he's a tight end of the 49ers. Number one tight end in the 49ers. He's a top 5 tight end overall. And he's a huge Bears fan. I don't know if you guys saw, I think it was week 13 or 14 where the 49ers needed to beat the Cardinals to keep the Bears hopes, the keep the Bears playoffs alive, which the 49ers ended up beating them. And in the interview, Kittle says, like, I'm glad we were able to help the Bears. I'm a huge Bears fan. The Bears. So if that man is available for trade, Pace, you better go get that man. Just the way that I'm sure a lot of you heard, Deshaun Watson is not happy with the Texans right now. And most likely he wants a trade. So if the Texans were able to give up DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of chips, you try and go get Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying give up half a roster for him, but hey, if the Texans were able to give up, like I said, DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of chips, you try to get Watson for a bag of chips. And do this right, Pace. Do this right. Well, that's all for today, folks. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or what I'm using right now is the Anchor app, which is where I record my podcast. And what's cool about it, distributes it out to all these different apps. The main two apps that I do know is obviously the Apple Podcast and Spotify. So if you guys want to follow me there, thank you. Maui out.